This is the Jaap-odcast.
The matriarchy. The music and especially rock landscape is still predominantly populated by men. As a feminist, I sometimes find that hard to bear. Hence this ode, "The Woman Has the Floor." This is Madonna.
Quicker than the rain.
One of my favorite black singers is Nina Simone. Much more than Aretha Franklin, singer and activist Simone, born Eunice Caitlin Wayman, has a raw edge inherited from a poor and violent childhood in North Carolina. Add to that her volatile and tempestuous relationship with her manager and husband, Andy Stroud, in which they frequently attacked each other, and you have a recipe for soulful, tormented music. The spiritual Cinnamon dates back to the turn of the century and is a gospel story inspired by the Book of Exodus. This is Nina Simone.
Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day. Will I run to the rock? Please hide me, I run to the rock. Please hide me, I run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord, all on that day. But the rock cried out, I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I ain't gonna hide you, God, all on that day. I said, rock, don't you see I need you, rock? Lord, 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 all on that day. So I ran to the river. It was bleeding, I ran to the sea. It was bleeding, I ran to the sea. It was bleeding all on that day. So I ran to the river. It was boiling, I ran It was boiling around the sea. It was boiling all on the bay. So I ran to the Lord. I said, Lord, hide me. Please hide me. Please help me all on that day. He said, child, where were you when you ought to have been praying?
Iceland is the place where only geysers come from, you're wrong. At 11, Björk, or as they call it in Icelandic,
Björk, Guðmundsdóttir,
began her musical career. After the Sugar Cup split, she embarked on a solo career, releasing the album Debut. With her diverse, three-octave voice and an eccentric stage presence, she created numerous albums spanning electro, pop, jazz and avant-garde music. In 1995, she co-produced Post with Tricky. This is Army of Me. We'll be right back. There's a woman of a completely different kind, PJ Harvey. Paula Jean Harvey, her full name, began her career in the band Automatic Dlamini, where she met John Parrish, with whom she collaborated throughout her career. In 1992, she released Dry, and a year later, Rid of Me. She has been nominated 4 times for the Mercury Prize, and won it 1 time. In my humble opinion, she released her most distinctive album, Let It Shake, in 2011. For this album, she drew inspiration from T.S. Eliot, Harold Pinter, Salvador Dali, The Doors, The Velvet Underground, and the history of conflict, especially the First World War. This is PJ Harvey and the words that make it murder.
Make it murder. words that people learn. These are the words, words that people learn.
I've seen them done things I want to forget.
Words that make us murder.
I've seen a corporal whose nerves were shot.
Words that make us murder.
Climbing behind a fierce gun sun.
Words that make us murder.
I see flies swarming everyone. Soldiers fell like lumps of meat. These are the words of these dead lingering skunk. Flies swarming everyone over the whole summit peak.
Flesh quivering in the heat.
This was something.
Cannot explain
the words that make the words that make. Murder.
What if I take my problem to the United Nations? What if I take my problem to the United Nations? What if I take my problem to the United Nations? What if I take my
I first saw Anna Calvi as the opening act for Grindin' Man, Nick Cave's raw experimental project. I couldn't wait to get my hands on her sultry music. I did so through her debut album Anna Calvi. Much of Calvi's music can be heard in the Netflix series Peaky Blinders, Anna Calvi.
Calling as I come undone. The sky is dead.
Flower Girl Janis Joplin died alone in 1970 after an overdose in an LA hotel room, right in the middle of recording her new album Pearl, which was released 3 months later. The Texas-born singer had performed at Woodstock, among other venues, and had a mezzo-soprano voice, which she frequently used in screaming fits, characteristic for her impetuous personality. The last song she recorded was one she wrote with Bob Newhart and poet Michael McClure, the anti-consumer anthem Mercedes-Benz, Janis Joplin.
I like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing $4 is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? That's it.
And then my favorite Aussie, Courtney Barnett. I saw her video for Pedestrians at Best on YouTube in 2015 and was almost immediately hooked. Her drawling narrative voice, dealing with everyday things like buying a house and gardening, as well as her frequently flaring asthma, deeply affected me. Her boyish tomboy presence did the rest. I would spontaneously become a lesbian if I have the chance. Check out her debut album, Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. Barnett has a new single, Stay in Your Lane.
I preach my practice, and still it seems I was
Susan Janet Bellion, a.k.a. Susie Sue, saw David Bowie perform on Top of the Pops in a hospital bed sometime in the mid-70s and knew that that was what she wanted. In 1976, she and Stephen Severin formed the band The Banshees after having seen and performed on stage with many Sex Pistols performances. The Banshees recorded 11 albums until 1996. The confident Susie, with her heavy makeup and gothic clothing, didn't shy away from provocation. She regularly wore swastikas, not as a political statement, but to shock the older generation. Susie and the Banshees' first single was Hong Kong Garden from 1978. In 1995, Meryl Nixer played in the Norse Quartet The Shit, an absurd, highly sexual band which would serve as a precursor to her work as a solo artist. She named herself Peaches after the song Four Women, in which Nina Simone bells out, "My name is Peaches" at the end.
What do they call me?
In Toronto, she lives above the sex shop Come As You Are, haven't heard a better name for a sex shop by the way, along with Feist. She debuted in 2000 with the album The Teachers of Peaches, featuring Fuck the Pain Away as her signature song, which, along with unshaven armpit hair and undisguised sexuality, cemented her name and image. Why are only men allowed to sing about sex, she seems to be asking, and she's right.
Titties like You wanted me calling me all the time, like Blondie. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh, what? Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time, that Bondi. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all over the time. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Like sex on the beaches. What? Huh? Right? What? IUD, stay in school, cause it's the best. IUD, SIS, stay in school, cause it's the best. IUD, SIS, stay in school, cause it's the best. IUD, SIS, stay in school, cause it's the best. Sucking on my titties like you wanna be calling me all the time, like Blondie. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh? What? Fuck the pain away. 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 Oh, what? Right on. Oh, what? Right. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Sex on the beaches. What? Right on. Fuck the pain away. 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 Fuck the pain away.
Sick visit, thanks again for that. Introduced me to Patti Smith dancing barefoot, at least consciously, because the song had been haunting my subconsciousness. Patti Smith has been blending poetry with rock for years, and her 1975 debut album Horses made her an influential and instant member of the New York punk movement, and remains so to this day. After Horses, Easter was released in 1978 with the single Because the Night, co-written with Bruce Springsteen. In 1979, the album Wave saw the light of day, featuring Frederick and Dancing Barefoot. Besides being a musician, Smith is also an author, painter and activist. Her activism against the genocide in Gaza and anti-Trump campaigns is relentless. This is Dancing Barefoot.
So ceaselessly, could it be he's taking? She is sublimation. She is the essence of thee. She is concentrating on he, the chosen of she. Intoxicated by thee, she has the slow sensation that he is levitating with she. I spin so ceaselessly till I lose my sense of gravity.
Childhood itself, grave visitations, what is it that calls us? Why must we pray screaming? Why must not death be redefined? We shut our eyes, we stretch out our arms, and we're on a pane of glass. An asphyxiation, a fix on anything. The line of life, the limb of the tree, the hands of he, and the promise that she is blessed among women.
This was The Matriarchy from the Ja Podcast. What the subject of the next Ja Podcast will be, no one knows. Bye bye.
That's it.
This was the Ja Podcast. Until the next time.